This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The first case of the Omicron variant has been detected on the Western Slope. CPR's John Daly reports.
Garfield County Public Health says it was notified Wednesday that a vaccinated person tested positive for the variant. A county health official says Omicron is more contagious than the Delta variant and that those who've been vaccinated seem to be experiencing less severe symptoms. The state health department is tracking the spread of the variant since it was found on the Front Range earlier this month. There are now 4 confirmed cases of the variant in Colorado. Unlike the first 3 identified cases, the Garfield County patient had no recent travel history. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
South Park, Lamar, Silverton Mountain, and the Air Force Academy all recorded wind gusts greater than 100 miles an hour today. Dean Miller is with the Academy in Colorado Springs.
Trees down. We lost power to a couple areas of the base briefly for about an hour. We've had some shingles and some roof damage in a couple different areas. We had one large window in the academic area that was broken.
Forecasters say winds should continue to die down tonight along the Front Range. I-70 eastbound has reopened at the Colorado-Kansas border. In the mountains, chains are required on I-70 in both directions between Frisco and Georgetown. Lows around 8 degrees for the mountains tonight, 20 to 25 for the Front Range and on the Western Slope. 22 in Vail, 39 in Denver. This is CPR News.